might as well die.
All right, it's good stuff. That's the Cold Stairs on the Mountain of Rock, Q94. Might as well die. You know, I mean, we've all had our heart broke, and it just, you know, I mean, that isn't that just the worst, you know, when you lose somebody that is just your everything? I mean, your guts feel like they're going to come out your ears. Yeah, your toes feel like they're going to explode. It's just, it's terrible. I mean, it's a horrible thing. That's why we go fishing. It's time now for your weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head on down to the Bayou Resorts. And we've got Gary Faraci with us. Hey, Gary, how we doing?
Hey.
I'm doing fantastic. I had to push a button. I had to kick my phone in the arse.
Oh, and that's much better.
Yeah, that's much better. So how we doing this morning, my man?
Well, we survived the 4th of July weekend. Made it through that. It was crazy busy, but it was a really good weekend.
Yeah, you know, first fish fry I've missed in many years. How was that?
Yeah, it was pretty good. It was pretty good. And then actually on the 4th, we did thanks to Salsa's Grill in Mountain Home, we had a big Mexican fiesta.
Oh, yeah. Gotta love that. I'd have wore a sombrero.
Yeah. Oh, food was, we had fajitas. It was excellent. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh,
more food and desserts and stuff than, I don't know, we had about 45 or 50 people out there, and, boy, everybody ate.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean, it's so cool to get people together and socialize face-to-face, you know, and I know there's a lot of people out there. It makes them uncomfortable because they've fallen into the trap of social media and, you know, texting and all that. And here's the deal. It is scary, but it's just because you've kind of forgotten what, you know, to be out there and mingle. And that's what's so fun about the Bayou Resort in Lake Norfolk is, you know, you get down there on the water and all of a sudden you just feel a little different, you know? It's
yeah, and that's why we started the whole thing of doing that years ago, especially on the holidays, is feed everybody that wants to come. Everybody that's staying here, they're more than welcome to come, and that, and then they get to meet whoever there. And then I've had people come year after year now because they made new friends with someone who stayed in a cabin next to them or in a camper next to them, and they've become friends and find out they had a lot in common. I mean, I've seen it over the years, and it's awesome. It's cool to watch.
Oh, yeah, it is. It sure is. I mean, you know, and fishing is a great, fantastic way to just get out, you know, stop thinking about everything else, you know, work and the farm or whatever it may be. You can get out there on the lake fishing, and this that's put on hold, and it is fantastic. Whether you're fishing at night, you're fishing in the early in the morning, you know, you're fishing for catfish, bass, stripers, hybrids, crappie, you know, whatever species you're chasing, walleye, it's okay because you're not thinking about all that other stuff. You're just kind of in the moment, and I think a lot of times we kind of forget to do that, you know, as adults, as we get older. We kind of forget that living in a moment is far better than dwelling on things that we really can't control. But anywho, I'm going to get off that. I'm going to kick that soapbox out of the way. What do you hear? What are the fisher people telling you, Gary?
I couldn't believe what a weekend it was. You know, usually on a busy holiday weekend, the fishing kind of tapers off and wasn't not so good. This weekend here, I had several guests that would be on the lake at 5:30 in the morning, the first light. They'd be out there.
Yep.
And I had two guys, didn't know each other. They didn't want to leave. They had found, the one guy found, his wife came in and said, hey, he's still out on the lake, and we get a late checkout. But he got on, found a couple good crappie spots, and for 3 mornings in a row, he was out there every morning. That guy, he just slayed the crappie. He just, with some soft plastic he had, and found a couple holes, and you should have seen that he... He didn't even care if he kept them. He was on them, and he was happy, and he had a great time. Yeah.
In a sense, he was hooked.
Yeah.
Well, what about Stripers hybrids and whites? What are you hearing on that?
The Stripers hybrids, they've been a lot out by the bridges, and some moving this way. I got a feeling it's about time with that water temperature in the mid 80s. They're gonna be moving to deeper water, but I've seen them migrate up this way when the temperature. Looking for cooler creek water and stuff and that. Especially the pictures I've seen for some of the guides, they've still been getting some good fish. So that's still on. I mean, here we are, July 9th.
Yeah.
That's crazy. The whites have still been blowing up. They're all over the place. I've seen them right outside the swim beach down here. I've seen them up by 6B blowing up. It's still a good time for throw at the whites. You can troll for them. You can throw a Castmaster spoon. You can throw a rooster tail. All that works really good.
Yeah, well, and right there by the swimming hole, I mean, that's always been kind of a good spot, you know. It's just, it's like we're 2 months behind, you know.
It's crazy.
It is weird. And the bass, now I've been hearing a lot of people, you know, talking about just largemouth, Kentucky, smallmouth, and we'll get to the walleye as well, but man, they're just tearing them up, and these storms, you know, that are kind of hitting and then blowing right on through. Boy, they're blowing in that, you know, it's bringing in that kind of dingy water, and oh my goodness, they're just...
Oh yeah, it's been good. The largemouth, Kentucky's like crazy, and the bait's been all over the place. I've had guys use some different swim baits. I've had 10-inch red worms, mm-hmm. Everything. I've had top water bite on them in the morning, mm-hmm. So it's been all over the place.
Well, you know, I mean, it's topwater morning, buzzbait evening, jig the rest of the time. That's, you know, over here on this side of the fence. But whatever works for you is what you need to, you know. A lot of it is just being out there, you know, and you'll find some fish. Big perch, big old chubby North Fork bluegill. Yum.
Oh yeah, that was a good weekend for that. The catfish over the weekend, guys that were jugging and trout lining did really well. I mean if you put a line out, you put 20 jugs out and you get 4 or 5 fish, I think that's really good. You know, I mean, some people expect to get one on every jug, but I think if you're getting 4 or 5 out of that, I think you're doing really well.
And the walleye has really been good. I mean, I'm seeing some really nice walleye.
The walleye has really picked up. I don't understand. I'm not going to try to even reason with it anymore why it is in July, but
It is crazy. Well, there you have it, folks. That's your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. Hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more about the Bayou Resort, you know, how to get a hold of you and Diane, how can that happen?
Hey, Gary, they can. Best way is give us a call at 870-467-5277. Our Facebook page, drop us a line on there, and we'll get back to you. And then, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. And I just love it when people just stop in. You know, they're going to the lake or they're coming back, and they want to show off their fish they caught, or they want to, you know, whatever, stop and have a cold one. That's awesome. Anytime they want, I'm here.
Right on. Hey, Gary, we appreciate you, and we'll visit with you again next week, okay?
All right, sounds good, Gary. Talk to you then.
All right, there you have it. That's your weekly Lake North Fork Fishing Report. With Gary Faraci from the Bayou Resort. We've got